Blog Talk Radio.
I hear that intro a week. It still cracks me up that my laugh is so crazy. Seriously, that
I
must have
it.
Came from my toes up. Seriously, so welcome everyone. If you tuned in for the first time, I hope that you found our show entertaining, which you will. And for all those who continuously support the Intune Show, we just want to say thank you for tuning in. Tonight is Back to the Basics with our host, Miss Dawn DePhillips. How you doing today, Dawn?
Hi everyone. I'm
Yay.
Doing great. I love your intro, by the way. I still laugh over it too. It's very cute.
Thank you so much. So let's just kind of jump right in, and let's just give our listeners that are tuned in for the first time a little bit about who Dawn DePhillips is.
Oh, let's see who I am. I work in boring corporate America for a consulting company, and had the pleasure of meeting Miss P and got involved with the N2 and now part of the N2 family.
Yay.
So,
yay. It's really exciting, really exciting. So what can they expect when you come on and do your segment with Back to the Basics?
Basically, you know what, just talk, just be real, and kind of it's Back to the Basics, but it kind of is a remember when kind of thing, you know, because sometimes you have to step back a little bit and just remember little things, common sense, and basic things that we were taught when we were little. And I don't know, they always bring a smile to my face, and it keeps me grounded. So, you know, just kind of see what questions people have, and you and I can kind of just, you know, go through some things and take it from there.
Absolutely. So for all those who can remember the things that make you smile, back in the day, kind of, sort of. And we're not saying our ages on here. We're just saying back in the
exactly.
day, because back in the day means yesterday. Okay?
That's right. We're all 18.
I'm only 12.
Okay?
Right. Dora's 18.
Exactly.
I'm 12. So you
exactly.
guys can feel free to verbalize in the chat room, which I see there are some people in the chat room already, or you can dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Dawn and Ms. P. So, Dawn, let's just jump right in with the topic. As far as, like, going back when, which means yesterday, what are some of the things that you remember that you used to do, you know, through your journey that makes you smile?
You know, it's funny, because when I was younger and I would be, say it was a nice day out and you had the TV on, my mom would just come in the room, turn off the TV, and be like, get outside and play, and you jumped on your bikes. I mean, I could have went to China for the day. My ass had to be home at 5 o'clock for dinner. That's all I knew. But you became, you know, you played with your friends, and you could have just rode your bike or played jump rope, or you kind of used your imagination. I mean, sometimes we just had, like, a ball and a quarter. My friend was telling me she used to sit there and bounce her and her friend used to put a quarter down and bounce the ball to each other, see who can hit the quarter, and they would do that for hours. It sounds kind of simple, but kids now, I feel, they're not resourceful. They're not, they're just kind of, everything's with their phones, technology. Technology is like shoved down their throat. They don't really think, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, how do I wipe my ass? Oh, hold on, let me get my app for that. Let me ask Siri. You know, back in the day, like, we had to think about it. You know, my mom was like, okay, now you have to do this. I had to think about it. I had to stop. I had to think, be creative. Look at the times that you spent in your room when it was like a shitty day outside, and you probably entertained yourself for hours. For hours. Mm-hmm. It could have been reading. It could have been drawing. It could have been just playing with something, putting something together. It wasn't... It was just a lot more simple, and I understand the world has changed and technology has changed, and obviously you need to be up to date with everything, but sometimes just going back to those simple things, just remembering, even simple things like spending time with your grandparents, having simple conversations and listening to stories like when they grew up, you know, just like sweet memories like that, having dinners with your family. Like, I understand there are single parents out there, and they don't have time to sit with their kids and have a big family dinner every night, but once a week just to sit with them and talk with them and see what's going on in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like kind of back to basic, simple things. I don't know. What made you smile?
Oh, a lot. Like you said, I used to be big on, you know, Double Dutch. For all those who know Double Dutch is. And, I mean, we used to do that for hours and just, like, have competitions with the girls across the street. Who can jump the longest? Who can do tricks? You know, we had little games like, you know, Simon Says and Freeze Tag and Kick the Can. Something as simple, like you said, as a can.
Yeah.
That you would kick your little legs till your little legs ache, you know. So definitely, you know, what was it? Pick up Jacks or whatever, the little red ball.
Yes,
with the little,
yes.
You know, things like that. The Slinky, for instance, Simon Says, little things like that. And what I enjoyed the most was actually having our family get-togethers. And growing up, I can remember saying, oh, my God, another family get-together. It was like every other day we were having someone was celebrating something. You know, I didn't know what we were. I thought we were rich growing up because we always had parties all the time to attend.
You know what? So did I.
What'd you say?
No,
so
it's just, yes, because you were always with family and great, like, home-cooked food. And even if it wasn't, it could have just been cold cuts. It was just having people together. It was just this great, like, it was a rich feeling.
Absolutely. Phoenix said that, you know, Double Dutch, she did good with one rope, not Double Dutch.
Can't Double Dutch, so. I did it with one rope.
Exactly. I understand all of that, but that's, you know, I used to like doing the Easter egg hunts, too. Easter time,
yeah.
Going to find the eggs and all that, coloring the eggs and all that. You know, wrapping gifts. Now you wrap a gift, never. They have, like, the little decorative bags with the tissue paper. Just throw it all in there and decorate it with the tissue paper. Have fun.
Exactly. Everything is done for you. Do you remember that game, Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3?
Yes!
I used to love that game.
I want to play
stuff
that
like
right
that.
Now.
Well, when's the last time that you saw, like even, you know, kids doing Double Dutch, people playing hopscotch? When's the last time you saw kids playing hopscotch?
Please, hop what? Hop the turnstile in New York?
They would look at you like you were crazy. It's so funny.
Exactly.
I don't know if anyone was watching the Emmy Awards, but you had Jimmy Kimmel when they came back from commercial. He said, okay, so I'm sure you guys wonder what we do when you're watching a commercial. And you're kind of like, yeah, because you would love to be in the room with all the celebrities. And he goes, picture dead silence, everyone ignoring each other on their iPhone. And I'm like, exactly. This is what it has become, technology, people listening, people just, you know, they're sitting next to each other, but they're not talking to each other. How many times have you gone in a restaurant and you even see, like, a couple on a date or married, and they're not even talking to each other? They're on, like, Blackberries, iPhones, right?
Right. Right. And you know what you guys are doing? And I'm guilty of this myself, because I remember one time Dr. Sue was talking about how you miss your opportunities to be in relationships because you're so busy on your phone texting that you don't look up to see what's in front of you type thing. And I'm guilty of that every day, all day. But you would be amazed, like living in New York City, definitely people are just like in tune to their gadgets. That's all you see. If it's not the iPad, it's the iPhone. If it's not that, it's a Droid. They're playing a game. They're blasting their music 7 o'clock in the morning in their headphones from the Beats, Dr. Dre Beats. I mean, yeah.
It's true. And talk about personal relationships. So many of my friends, they meet these guys, and they're like, okay, we've been texting for 2 weeks. He hasn't even called me. I mean, what kind of bullshit is that? Pick up the phone, call, talk, like, not like text and like, hey, you want to go out tonight? What happened to a good old-fashioned phone call?
Exactly.
And I hear that. Like, I hear that a lot.
Yeah,
not
like
everyone. I would not.
Yeah, but that's so true, because even someone that I work with, she's definitely like, I said, so how's the guy that you're dating? And this was actually today, so it's so ironic that we're even talking about this right now. And she said, yeah, well, we've been texting for hours. And I'm like, texting for hours? All right, dude. What happened to picking up the phone, emailing
exactly.
and texting? That's your relationship, really? Really?
Exactly.
And you live in New York, both of you. So what's happening?
I know. It's just little things. Like, I just remember playing when I was little, getting out more. You know, a lot of physical activity. But yet, like I said, the world has changed so much. I overheard this woman talking about her 4-year-old son. I think he looked like he was 4 years old. And she was going to enroll him for, like, French for tots. Like, at fucking 4 years old, French for tots? Really? What is he going to say? We, P, E? I mean, what? Like, have him go out and play. Like, that's what you do when you're young. You play and you use your imagination. I mean, what is he going to do at 4 years old? Like, what are you talking about in French for tots? Exactly, at 4 years old. But, you know, and these kids, I kind of feel bad for them. I'm kind of happy that I grew up in the generation I did, in the time I did, because now they don't even have, like, their summer school. They're learning 2-3 languages. They're taking computer classes. They have to catch up,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to get, I guess, a decent job and everything. So that's the scary thing, but something has to change where, hey, you know, let them have their childhood. Let them enjoy. And
yes.
let them be again. And I don't know. I just, you know, I look back and I just miss that. I had the best times growing up and just hanging out with my cousins and my neighbors. And, you know, and I always say, well, things have changed. It's a dangerous world. And someone said to me, no, there are always freaks out there. We just have the internet now. And we just know more about it. These freaks were always there.
Exactly. So Lyrics, our music coordinator, she says that, you know, the best part of the gifts, of giving a gift, is wrapping them. No, Lyrics, I don't want to. I love you, but I don't want to wrap anything. I'm over that. Like, as my son was growing up, I used to just stop wrapping. It used to be exciting for me to sit there and wrap everything up for him. But
mm-hmm.
I then at probably like 6 or something, I just started putting it all in a pile on the floor. You're going to rip this up anyway, so what am I doing? Like, why am I wrapping this up? I don't even get it. So I stopped rapping probably when he was like 5 or 6. And then Lyric also says, she missed being able to talk to someone on the phone for hours. You learn so much when you talk to someone. And that, I agree. I agree
110%. You really do.
Yes.
It's just called, like, courting. You know, I feel like people are just missing out on... I remember even before, I didn't even have a cell phone. They would have to call my parents' house when I lived at home with them. And just talking and having a conversation, and then they would have to come pick you up. And it's just things have, I don't know, it's just things have just changed so much that, no, we don't have to go back to 1940. But we can kind of grab some of the things that made it a little more personal. And like you said, you know, just having a phone conversation, you learn so much about someone. And I think we're kind of missing out of, you know, we're missing out on that. Like, what do you learn from someone in a text? A smiley face, you know, LOL, LMAO.
LOL, happy face. LOL, no.
Yeah.
But also, you know, Austin in the chat room, she's saying that, you know, texting is so impersonal and mechanical. And it's true,
so
but
true.
In certain cases, I can understand why some people do. You know, because like Kay Bookman says, like, you know, she has small children and the noise around her and things of that nature. And me, most of the time, it's because I'm always on the phone when I'm outside of the Intune show. So when sometimes I'm okay with being on the phone for forever. And plus, in addition to that,
exactly.
you have to want to talk to a person that, you know, to be on the phone with them. That's how I feel about it. I'm not excusing the fact that, you know, texting is impersonal. I'm just saying sometimes I just don't want to talk because I talk so much that I don't want to talk.
You do. And especially if you know the person and say you're dating them or you know them, a text is fine. It's not like, but we're talking about the beginning when you're getting to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone just wrote, there's too many misunderstandings, it's so true because you're not seeing that person's expression or their tone. So like if their text is a little short, like, say you text them something that has, like, some substance, and they text back, okay, you're like, fuck you. Like, that's not the answer I wanted. You know? So you take it a little, you know, you take it, it's true. It can be, there could be a lot of misunderstandings. And it is true. Phoenix was just saying sometimes you have to hear how somebody is saying something to you. That, to me, is very true.
It's true. And so is what Austin said about, you know, misunderstanding, like you just said, Dawn, about, you know, how you pick up a text, because sometimes people are conveying something one way and then you take it another way because you're just reading it. So it's not always true to form what people are saying. And I've been there because I've jumped the guns quick. Like, what do you mean by that? What? Calling.
It's so true.
And they're like, what? What do you mean? Why are you so hostile? And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, so that happens. It does happen. Yeah. So what are some of the things that, you know, you guys are tuned in? What are some of the things that you guys miss? We would really like to hear from you. Dial in 818-495-6975 and let us know what are some of the things that you miss, you know, growing up or throughout your journey in life. So we're going to fast forward a little bit, Dawn, and we're going to talk about, like, high school days because I used to love being in high school, like, sneaking out with different clothes on and changing in the girls' bathroom. Like, that was the highlight of my life. What about you?
Those were fun. Smoking in the girls' room, going off to watch the guys play football. I belong to a sorority. And, I mean, we were kicked out. We used to have the guys from one of the fraternities come join us for our meetings. And they would hide behind, you know, they would be like supposed to be hiding behind. You would hear them laughing. And, I mean, high school was fun. I mean, I have great memories of high school and growing up. Someone just wrote members
only
jacket.
I know. That's what made me
chuckle
because she went way back. Members only jacket.
That,
right.
You know what? Don't laugh. I just saw someone on the subway with one, and, like, he thought he was pretty cool. The only thing he was missing was, like, that comb, that ace comb in the back of his pants.
Oh, my goodness. That is so hilarious that she said the members only jacket. I remember that jacket. And I think they put those back out, though. At some point.
They did. They did.
They became retros.
And that whole Madonna look from the 80s.
Oh, yes. The lacy glove and all that. Yeah. Go Madonna.
And they had, I don't know where I grew up. They had the carpenter pants and what else? God, I used to beg my mother for those, and she would just look at me. I mean, they were expensive. They weren't cheap. And she'd be like, I don't even spend this money, you know, on my own clothes. So that's why I was like, screw this, I'm going to work. I mean, people, that's another thing. Like, how old were you when you
screw
started
this,
working?
I'm going to work.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm work. I'm getting my own. I don't need to hear your shit. I'm like, I'm getting my own clothes. But I started working at like 10 years old, 10, 11 years old. I had a penny saver route. Yeah,
really?
I was babysitting. Yep,
aww.
I had a penny saver route. I was babysitting. I did a lot of things because my parents were like, okay, you want that? Go work for it. So, and that's another thing. I see a lot of these, not all of them, but a lot of these kids, they're given their iPhones. If they need something, they just ask for it. They don't have to. They're not, like, self-sufficient. Like, are people being raised to be self-sufficient anymore? I mean, there are uncertain days ahead. You know, are they going to be able to, like, fend for themselves? You know, I love, like, my father is that type of man that he can make a house out of a matchbook. I love men like that. I love old school men because you always feel safe with them, me personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are some of the things that you think can bring back that communication between people, not just family, but just people in general, learning how to embrace each other again?
I think just taking sometimes time out just to kind of like, your surroundings, you know, when you're out, maybe you're meeting your friend and like you're walking, take time. Sometimes if you just, you know, sometimes it's like someone that's older than you next to you and they're having a hard time walking up the subway stairs. You see these kids or kids my age, whatever, running past them because they're such in a rush or they're on their iPhone or they're on a phone call and they're not really aware of what's going around them. And sometimes a simple smile or just taking 2 seconds just to like breathe, look around you and just, you know, see what's going on. Sometimes I just love people watching and just, you can learn a lot. I think just taking time out, you know, because we're all in a rush. I mean, how many times every single day, especially Manhattan, right? We're all trying to get it done. We're like running around, we work more, we're like working more hours, we're buying more because we have to have more. I mean, how many commercials have you seen? You know, these like fancy ads, and we're like, we have to get that because they make us believe, like if, you know, that we really need it.
Right.
So
exactly.
Like we're all rushing, right? And we're all rushing around to get to, you know, especially in Manhattan. And it's just... it's just craziness sometimes. But this culture is built on addition, and we just need to simplify it. And also children have, like, technology shoved down their throats. They're overexposed. You know, when I was younger, I remember, like, a nice memory I have. My grandmother, like, taught me how to crochet. Now, aww. Do I know how to crochet now? No.
I was about to say, you have to show me.
But, you know, it was something that I used to sit with her, like, at least once a week. And she would just show me, and she would make me little clothes from my little dolls.
Aww.
And, yeah, like, sweet stuff like that. You know, my hairdresser is, he's like a Mr. Mom. He works at night, and his wife has a great job. She works during the day. So he watches his son. And he told me that he makes every meal for him, and it's really cute. And his son stands next to him, and he gives him a little bowl, and he puts, like, different, you know, fruits and vegetables in there. And he pretends that he's cooking with his dad. And I just thought that was the sweetest story because, you know, he's teaching him, like, the simple basics of foods and how do you put it together and what they taste like. And he buys stuff that's in season. So if it's summertime, there's mangoes and, you know, and if it's wintertime, he... You know, whatever he does, whatever's in season. But I thought that was, like, so sweet. And I haven't heard that in a while.
Absolutely. It definitely was. So shout out to Dawn's hairdresser for, you know, bonding.
Yeah.
We have a caller, you know, on the line. So we're going to take the call. 732, you on the air with Dawn and Miss P. How you doing tonight? Caller.
Hello.
732. Hi, how are you?
I don't know. I guess no one's there.
Okay. All right. Well, put you back on hold. You know, sometimes people accidentally, especially with those smartphones, speaking of technology, sometimes people accidentally touch, you know, the one when they don't really, you know, mean it.
Those
so,
phones, my boss butt calls me, okay? Like, he'll just call, and I'm like, you just called me 7 times in the office. He's like, no, I did not. I'm like, yes, you did.
7 times in a row at that. So Kay Bookman was saying how she loves cooking with her kids, which I think is extremely, extremely important because my mom used to have me in the kitchen with a broom and a dustpan. I had a little miniature everything, my own little kitchen set and everything. My mom used to show me what to do. She also loved the daddy moment, says Kay Bookman. Phoenix says, I always stayed in the kitchen with my dad when he cooked. Still do sometimes, laugh out loud.
That's sweet.
Austin says, yeah. And Kate Bookman says, that's sweet, laugh out loud. And Phoenix says, but now all that I know, what all he puts into things, yeah, she gets a little, he gets a little, you know, loose with the spices. So I guess, you know, now you know, I'm not coming over for dinner because, yeah, if you know, yeah. You know, because I know my dad, when he used to cook, he used to just, like, slap stuff together. It was just, like, no, like, etiquette. It was no, like, finessing the situation. It was just like, okay, milk, splash, you know, stuff falling all over the place. He made it not look very appeasing. So, yeah, I never really ate when my dad cooked. Definitely
that
not something I, yeah, yeah, not even, not for 1 second. But I definitely, you know that, like Dawn was saying, you know, bringing back the communication is definitely an awesome way. And even the cookers that's out there, because Miss P doesn't cook, but definitely keep in mind that they say the way to people's, you know, tummies or through to their hearts or through their tummies. And that's not just for men. That's for women, too, because who doesn't like to have a good meal? So sometimes when you are lacking that and you have the time to put together, like, a nice meal for your family or just, you know, your husband or your wife or whomever, or even just for your children and yourself, definitely think about putting something together outside of fast food, because in my house I have about like 50 menus, no lie. I
wow.
throw them away and then I get them back again. I was, what do you mean we have no menus? What do you mean I threw them away? What made me do that? Was I drunk?
That is funny.
I'm always looking for a way. Uh-huh.
But also I was going to say, too, as much as, I mean, believe it or not, I do know how to cook. My mom taught me how to make the most amazing sauce with meatballs. And But, again, living in the city, I mean, you get home so late and you're like, oh, all right. And I don't know how to cook for one person. Like when I make a pot of sauce, and you ready for this, I make 100 meatballs because I have friends
who come over. 100?
And I give them out, like they leave with Tupperware, you know, of my food. But I don't know how to cook small. I think that's from being Italian. You just overdo everything.
How come I never got any of these meatballs? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, the weather is getting cooler, and I will make it especially for you.
Yay!
You know, that was like a sweet memory, too. I mean, my parents, you know, they are still alive, so I'm blessed with that. But my mom taught me a lot of, like, really great meals that she made, and she's a great cook. So, that was nice, like, memories of, you know, cooking with her. And, I mean, now she'd probably be like, you don't even cook. I don't even use my kitchen as much as I should, but I will.
Exactly.
He's like 100 meatballs, LOL. I really do. It's crazy. And they're like,
like, I want all 100 of them. Like, every
100.
Single one of those meatballs I want. You know?
And they're
for
good.
Real.
They're good.
Yes. And she's Italian, so that makes it even better. Even
exactly.
better. You know, not to say take away from anyone's culture, like, hey, you can't make meatballs. I'm sure you all can, but it's just a whole different appeal to it, in my opinion. You know, just like on Kay Bookman's last segment, and someone called in that can bake cookies and all kind of. I'm not even playing. Like, I'm seriously wanting these things. You can't call or talk about food on the show and think I don't want any. I'm always hungry.
You'll be like, you'll be getting, like, cases, boxes of food for the holidays.
I would love it. I love you all who can cook. Think about me. Seriously.
I love it.
Think about me. Exactly. So we're going to play a track right now, and this track is a little, like, it'll hit home. And the reason why I'm going to play this track is by LaVert. I'm going to play this track because it's just like their dedication to Sean and Gerald LaVert, who passed away. So I just
want to play this
because I want you guys to kind of, you know, tune in to how short life is and how we need to really, like, get it together and start communicating more with one another. So this
great
one is called My Brother by LaVert II, their dedication to their fallen brother. Tune in, and Dawn and I will be back taking calls and cracking up.
Making meatballs.
And making 100 meatballs. We'll be right back.
Together, brother mine, brother mine. Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too.
Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune Show.
Yeah, so that was my brother by LaVert too, Mark Gordon, the remaining member of the original group LaVert, and a new member, Black Rose. And also Sean Jr. was singing at the end, and I think that part of the song is what really, really touched me. And it's just really imperative that we kind of pay attention. It's like we know, but, you know, sometimes we just still let life get, you know, away from us. So, yeah, Dawn.
It's true. That was actually a great song. Thanks for playing that.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Yeah, it is. It's common sense. It's things that we know. It's not like we don't know this. But like I said, everything, it's just life. It's just surviving. So you kind of forget, you know, you jump 10 steps forward to get something done and you're always in a rush. But, you know, sometimes just taking 2 steps forward, it just is much better. It kind of, I'm trying to say this in a way that makes sense. It's, you know, just like stop, breathe. And this is something I need to learn too. I mean, I work for a crazy man. He drives me crazy every day. This, you know, his wife has told me, I will like split the insurance money with you if you can make it look like an accident. And I'm like, trust me. It's not a day that goes by that I don't think about a way to do this. He drives me crazy, and he makes me, you know, get all, like, crazy. And then sometimes I just have to stop because I get caught up in the craziness. So, and every Sunday, usually most Sundays, I go to my mom's house in Long Island, and I see my brother, and I see his 2 boys, who are my nephews and my godsons. And I have to say that keeps me, like, it gets me out of my head just to be around kids. And, like, I love these kids. Like, these boys mean the world to me. And just to listen to them and sit and play with them and little things, like a truck. My 4-year-old nephew could play with the truck for 4 hours. And he shows me, like, how it lights up and little gadgets. And it's just really nice sometimes just to take that time and do that.
Absolutely.
And then, like, we all have, yeah, and then we have, like, a family dinner, which is nice because my sister-in-law is a great cook. Her mom's a great cook. My mom's, I mean, we should all be 700 pounds.
Yeah. You know, I wish they were all my mothers and sister-in-laws and things of that nature because she's, all that cooking is making me jealous. So serious about that.
We'll bring you in some dishes.
Okay, exactly. So like Dawn said, some steps, you know, let's talk about some steps in reference to just like getting people back on the right track, including Ms. P. You know, like Dawn was saying over and over again tonight, like stop being so busy. If you're that busy, is it possible for you to, you know, is it possible for you to just be too busy for yourself? Or sometimes I think that with us having certain obligations to things, we always deprive ourselves because we always put our mindsets to think that we're just too busy for everything when there are so many hours within the week that we do nothing really at all. That's, you know,
right.
That's substantial. So I understand everyone has children, they have lives, they have, like, projects, they have all these things going on. But how busy are you, really, if you really just took a week and made like a schedule to really see how many hours you had during the week to just make some phone calls to certain individuals. It don't have to be your entire family or all your friends on your friends list or your top 5, but just pick people randomly throughout the week to just say, hey, just checking on you. Hey, what's up? How you feeling? Because the worst thing that you want to do is be in a position where you didn't know something about someone at the time you needed to know it. Been there, done that.
Right.
You know, ask your friends out. It's not hard. Pick up a phone call. Don't wait for your phone to ring because 9 times out of 10, they're still stuck in that mind frame that they're too busy.
Exactly.
Uncool.
Or people just reach out when they need something kind of thing. You know, like they think of you, but they're so busy. And then when they reach out and, you know, it just sometimes takes 2 seconds. And you know what? You can incorporate, like, sit-down dinner with the family or with your child or just doing something or teaching them something. You know, maybe like fishing, if you like fishing, or sewing or cooking. Teaching them something that you know will, hey, look, at least they'll be able to make their own meal. you know, when I'm not around, or they'll be able to, you know, sew their clothes or fix something. Everything is just, you know, you have money, you go out, you get it done, you get it fixed, you get on your iPhone, you ask Siri. It's it's just making, you know, it's just making a little more time.
Absolutely. Because, excuse me, you know, as I say, and, you know, I say this to myself all the time, then I lose track of what I know is right for me. And this is just to say that, you know, we can, it is possible to add more things and more people, so to speak, into our life. No one on this earth is that busy, period. I don't care how much you have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do that. The thing that kills your day is procrastination, because I can set a whole day of stuff to do and I can spend 2 hours on Twitter. That's 2 hours that I could have been doing something else. But, you know, some of the things that I had to do on my list. So I put myself behind because I dedicate the wrong amount of time to something that I say that I'm only going to do for 15 minutes.
Right.
So there are enough time in the day to correlate to reach out to people and say you love and appreciate them. Period.
Yeah, that's important.
It's definitely. So we have the same caller, and hopefully this time they're going to talk to us. So I'm going to bring them online. 732, you online with Miss P and Dawn. How you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. How are ya?
I'm fine. How you ladies doing?
Great, thank you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ray, calling from Jersey.
Yay, Jersey. So did
hey,
you have
Ray.
Anything? You had
hey,
anything
hi,
you wanted to
you
add
doing?
To the discussion?
No, just my 2 cents, actually. I mean, it's a very interesting conversation going on, and I feel really refreshed, honestly speaking. Believe me or not, you know, just after like 15 minutes, I have a conference call, and you're talking about work schedule and whatnot, and all the technology and how it has disconnected us from, you know, letting us interact with each other. My only thing is this, that life has gone, I would say life, but specifically a profession of any sort has gone so much competitive and so much, you know, outrageous that sometimes, you know, we can't cope up with it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason that, you know, you basically tend to lose that affection or tend to lose that level of interest in which you think you should be able to interact with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can give you a simple example. Like, you know, I mean, I have a few friends all across the world in different continents, and you know, like Middle East or Europe, and sometime, and I'm a kind of a person who basically exactly to what Dawn is referring to, that, you know, I just pick up the phone and I start calling people. And when I call them and they pick up the phone, the first thing they say that, dude, you should have Facebooked me. You should have emailed me. Why are you calling me right now? I mean, who's paying for that call? Me, not him, right? But I'm
right.
Just trying to make a point that this is a global dilemma right now. I mean, it's not about New York. I'm like, I travel a lot within the U.S. I travel a lot across different continents. I see this happening everywhere. So number one, this is actually not basically, you know, New York's only problem. It's a global problem. The second thing is this I was referring to is basically the technology is basically forced on people at workplace so much that you cannot
mm-hmm.
just disconnect yourself at times. Believe me or not, I mean, you know, as Dawn said, she belongs to corporate America, and fortunately, unfortunately, I'm also, so you probably have heard, I'm receiving emails at 10:45. So
right.
What I was saying, that what I'm trying to say that, you know, sometimes it gets very, very hard to disconnect. If I'm like, if even I'm going on an annual leave, I'm not even supposed to shut down my BlackBerry on my iPhone. I just cannot. Because there might be a millions dollar deals going on where my boss would like me to be on that call while I'm sitting on a beach and having Corona. But guess what? I have to be there. So there are some things, you know, which even you tend to disassociate, but you literally cannot. And I, at least to this point, I have not figured out a way just how to get away with this. But you know. And I don't even know if I'm going to make an effort to that, because I don't know how I would survive without a job. So, I mean, this is what I wanted to add in this conversation.
No, these are all valid points. Unless we go for, what was it, Devil Wears Prada, and she threw her BlackBerry in the pond at the end of the movie.
But she still gets another job.
Yeah.
She should get another job.
It's true. We are like prisoners.
You know,
it
I think
true.
That, honestly, with corporate America, you know, or just any workplace that can contribute to their employees' well-being, I think that they're, you know, not just do health fairs. You know, I think that, you know, health runs deeper than having doctors or different places come in and talk about gym memberships and things of that nature. I think that this should be facilitated into the workplace because you constantly have to be on your BlackBerry. You constantly have to take your work with you in regards of mental health. What about mental health? No one's thinking about when your brain explodes or when you have a nervous breakdown.
No,
so I think that these
right.
employers.
I was watching a study by Sanjay Gupta on CNN today. And he was actually talking about the same thing, that how cell phones, because there have been numerous studies, but, you know, now they are doing a study again in order to figure out how much a cell phone or a handheld can really damage your brain, because from the side you are trying, you connect your ear to the device, that's part of the brain which extracts a lot of, you know, glucose and energies and whatnot. So there are things. I mean, you know, which people think about it, but, you know, yet again, it's a big ask that you ask your workplace, you know, how to disconnect yourself within each other, you know, from each other or from the devices you communicate from.
You know, I don't know if you guys, I'm sorry, Dawn, but it just boils up an amazing point of what I'm saying, and I probably post it on the website or something or tweet it, but, excuse me, it's definitely where people have just went berserk. At work because of the stress of the phones ringing constantly and just get up and start just breaking the computers and stuff like that. Like, they have it on YouTube. It's caught on tape. So it's like, how much of this do people have to do before people get it? Like, yeah, it's so much you can – it's only but so much you can disconnect. But I think that they should filter a better way for people to stay healthy in terms of having to deal with all of this.
To have a healthy work-life balance. I mean, I even – said to my boss just recently, someone was on vacation and he kept on calling them, and I said, we're not robots. When we go home, we plug our head into the outlet to recharge. I said, he's like, what is that? He hasn't, you know, that's not my problem. I said, but it's healthy to disconnect because they will come back and they'll work harder because they'll be recharged. Right?
Well, hats off to you, Dawn. Hats off to you.
Absolutely. So I know you have a meeting coming up, and I just want to thank you so much for, you know, contributing
to
the conversation tonight.
No, thank you so much.
You have such valid points, and I look forward to, you know, you tuning in when you can and calling in with your responses whenever you can as well.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Get on that conference call.
Right? Oh, he's so sweet. Love him.
Very sweet. But it's true. And look, at what time is it? 10:42, and he's going on a conference call.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Right?
You know, I don't know what I might have done. I mean, I'll probably just start, you know, chiseling down the pins and making them into, like, darts. You know, I'll probably go into survivor mode. I don't know. It's just really, it's really, really difficult. I know it is. And I know that is the way people have to live and eat and carry on their everyday life. But, you know, it's just so ridiculous to me how these corporate places have these health fairs, but it's nothing for the mental. It's all about, hey, go to the gym. We'll give you a discount. You know, stupid stuff like that. But we have another caller on the line, so we're going to take that really quick. 843, you're on the line with Dawn and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good, honey bunny.
It's Phoenix. I'm enjoying the show. You know.
Hi, Phoenix.
What's going on? I think, like, I'm glad to finally get you on and actually talk to you because I see you on Twitter, but, you know, I don't really get to, you know, tweet with you too much. So, yeah.
So we just made a connection.
You see
how the Intune Show bring people together?
Yeah.
You know, communication, family. But anyway, I'm sorry, Phoenix.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's cool. It's all good. I just like what you guys are actually saying. I was listening to Ray. And I think, like, well, at my other job, at my old job, we actually had a serenity room where people were able to go in there and they had the lights off and, like, the music, you know, like the calming music playing and whatnot. And you're
oh, wow.
able to, like, break or at lunch or whatever and, you know, just kind of mellow out for a while. So
are
that's
they
what they had there. I never took advantage, so I was always trying to get away from that place, but, you know.
And I'm like, are they hiring?
What? I was like, listen, I'm trying to get, my serenity is when I leave here for lunch or whenever I leave here for break, and that's it. But, you know, sometimes it is hard to disconnect, but when I'm able to actually just finally go to sleep and close my laptop, which I rarely do, you know, it feels good to actually close it and disconnect and actually talk to people. Like, I think when me and Miss P talk, is when do we not talk about anything business related?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think, but, you know, it's kind of, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's so funny because
really
you mentioned a lunch break, and I'm like, really, some people, I mean, when's the last time I actually went out to take a lunch break? It was a long time ago, and that's so important, even just to take a walk, just to get, you know, some fresh air. Some people don't even do that. But workplaces, I did, like you said, the Serenity Room, I did hear there are some workplaces that have, like, areas that you could play games. You know, like maybe they have the air hockey machine or something just to get your mind off work, which is great. So maybe they're realizing, maybe, you know, I guess that term going postal.
it's starting to, like, make sense to people.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but you know what they do? A lot of these big corporations or whatever, from what I've seen so far, is that they'll give you, like, a great package coming in. Like, you'll have a certain, you know, coupons where you can go to any restaurant and have this, and then you can go and have the luxury of the gym and, you know, pay $5 for a, you know, exclusive membership for certain places. So this is how they comfort you, and this is how people are blinded by the fact to work hard, harder, or not care about having self-time because, oh, my job offers me this, and my job gives me this, and my job gives me that. But your job cannot resuscitate you. Hello.
Right.
It cannot.
That's
nothing
true.
In this world will give you life, you know, or can feed your family besides, like, if you drop dead. They're not giving your family whatever your money is, whatever, how that whole thing works. I have no idea. But you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, they're
or
not
even
doing
take
that.
Those, no, they're not. Or even take those minutes back or the times that you missed, you know, having dinner with your spouse or taking your son out, missing your son baseball game or your daughter's dance rehearsal, you know, because you were at work. I mean, you can't get that back, right?
Never. And secretly your kids are resenting you. And when they say it's okay, I understand. Oh,
well, I think that's
maybe that was just me
in.
Growing up.
No, I think I get that from women. You know, like, no, it's all right. And then next thing I know, they're not answering the phone no more. So, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, you have to, like you guys are saying, you do have to spend time with your family and find a way to disconnect. And if you have to take
you
a break,
do.
Take a break.
Definitely. Yay.
And also, I think that's what these parents maybe they're doing too. They're giving them the iPhones because they realize, okay, I missed all your baseball games, but here's an iPhone. So.
Right. Which are now like $700, mind you.
Yeah.
And people in New York are killing themselves in to get one. Yeah. This is what's happening.
They're stealing them.
And people are starving.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People are hungry. Like, you can't get certain people to give a hobo change for something to eat or take them into the store and get them, you know, a hot dog or whatever, but you can get them to stand online for hours at a time for a $700 phone.
Crazy, right? It just shows
makes
you
no
our priorities. Exactly.
We need to bring it back, babies. Bring it back to the basics. So, Phoenix, thank you so much for calling in and contributing to this call tonight.
Thank you, Phoenix.
We really appreciate you.
My pleasure, ladies.
Yay! We love you, Phoenix.
Love you,
guys. Yeah. So, yeah, Dawn. So, just if you can summarize up everything that you think will be helpful tips for people to bring it back to the basics.
You know what? Take a step back. Try, you know, to incorporate some time for you. Turn off the cell phone, the BlackBerry, the computer, you know, 15 minutes, a half hour, maybe like baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Make those phone calls, maybe just one phone call to whoever that you haven't spoken to in a while, just to connect on the phone. You can hear their voice, tell them that you love them. And then, maybe have like some family time at dinner, or taking someone out to dinner that you haven't seen, or going over a family member's house and just, spending a little time with them. Because you can make the time. You can incorporate it. And just do it baby steps, I guess, right? They have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Nothing will happen overnight. Ever.
Exactly. And send Miss P food. Anything you cook,
yes.
Send to Miss P.
Definitely food. Definitely food at all times. So Dawn will be back on, and, you guys can go to the website. We do have a calendar on the website. If you take the time to kind of look at www.theintuneshow.com, we'll be having the next, Back to the Basics on October date up there, and probably by tomorrow. And, you guys can gain for being in tuned. Also, tomorrow night, I just want to add that Kay Bookman, the Power Hour, will be on at 10 p.m., and we had a really, really fun segment, last segment, and it's just going to continue to be fun. I had fun tonight, Dawn. I really appreciate
you. It was great. Thank you.
I loved it. I mean, you brought back a lot of
it.
Good. Yeah, you brought up a lot of good memories for me.
Good.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad.
Slinky
thank
and all
you
that
so
stuff.
Much for having. I love the Slinkies. I do. I still remember
like,
the commercial.
What the hell did that thing even do? It just was like a springy thing, and people were billionaires
exactly.
Off of a spring. We got to do better, people. Invent.
And yo-yos.
Oh, my God. Whoever invented these things definitely needs, hugs from me.
Exactly.
But, yes. Thank you so much, Dawn, for being amazing. And
thank
we look
you
forward
for
to having you
to
back on.
Thank you.
You're
and,
welcome.
And everyone out there, have a good night and try to disconnect, people.
Okay, get rid of those mind squirrels.
Exactly. All right, thank you.
Thank
and we'll
you.
See you on the. We'll have talk to you on the next segment.
All right, guys.
Okay,
yay.
Bye-bye.
So that was Dawn DePhillips, guys, and that was Back to the Basics. She's definitely, definitely full of great, great concepts and ideas of how to bring it back. We'll be back on with Dawn next month at some point. I will definitely keep you guys posted. You can definitely go to www.theintuneshow.com and reference all segments there on the calendar. Like I said again, Kay Bookman, the Power Hour, is on tomorrow night, so I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited about everyone who's part of the family and definitely excited about all of the segments that are on the Intune Show because, to me, we rock. We rock. I'm sorry. Yes, I said it. Kind of cocky. No, we rock. We really, really do. And what we're trying to do is just bring forth things that people are not necessarily in tune with anymore. So each one of the family members has committed their time and energy on keeping you in tune, period, point blank. So I'm looking forward to all you guys who are tuned in for the first time. I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, like T. Austin, like our host Kay Bookman, like our amazing Phoenix Star 9, I love you guys, and I couldn't do this without you. Until tomorrow night, babies, I'm asking you to stay in tune. If you guys are not following us on Twitter, then please take the time to do so at Intune Show. Period. And I will see you babies tomorrow night. Until then, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. In tune. In tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. I'm in tune.